Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. What do you think about the energy in this room? You think perhaps the things that we have spoken of that you can't see might be real. We all approach the same episode in that saying goodbye in some way. And tonight it's saying goodbye to 3 days that in some cases have changed thought and life in ways that you didn't expect. Breakthroughs for some of you. Dear ones, it's difficult to explain to you the confluence of information that I have and have given you, and how today you have seen it manifested in science, in physics, in biology. The esoterics of what has been taught from this channel, from the other side of the veil, for 26 years, comes into fruition. And the one thing that you can point to in all cases is that it is benevolent. It doesn't demand that you do anything. It doesn't demand that you believe anything. It doesn't demand that you join anything. Because truth is this way. And you've heard it from so many directions, so many ways. There should be parts of your brain that jump with joy to hear what you know already is the way it works. There are some who wish to still take it apart and want to know the minutia. We've given you the example so many times, but there are those who still need to see it and work it. You leave this place, you get in an automobile, and you drive away. You don't have to have the manual and study it before you start the car. The truth of the matter is this. There is so much beauty in the way everything is working together to create something you didn't expect. And here you are, dear old soul, at the cusp of breakthrough in every single way. And you can either claim it or you can study the manual. It is a different paradigm of existence. How many of you are going to remember everything that was taught today and yesterday and the day before? Impossible. From experts in the field of science that have spent years and years developing, researching, training, to give you truth today about what's going on in the real world that you can point to and show, can give you research and draw the graphs. And what are you going to say was the summary of what you learned? My partner steps aside. It's not him you're hearing. He's had a lot of practice. I teach him. As he goes, he receives from me what he needs. And what I tell him over and over and over and over is, get out of the way. Get out of the way. I chose a control man who wants to control everything. He wants to know the minutia. And now he's learned to get out of the way. What you see is a result of that. What have you learned? If you could summarize it, so difficult, there's so many points. If you really, really could summarize, what did you learn from the scientists over 3 days? You learned that the body is listening, and that cellular structure is shaped by thought, by outside stimulus. Your body is listening to everything you teach it, everything you do, everything you say. Dear ones, that's Cryon 101. If you'll go back before there was the science that would claim this, I told you this, that your DNA was a machine and you were the programmer. It was so esoteric back then, so new agey back then. The idea that you might be able to create your own reality, to heal your own body, to choose what you were next, were high thoughts and books written by authors that you read and said, well, that'd be great, but it's not for me. And today, you know it is. And you sat here, and pieces and parts of your mind and your brain and your receptors started to say, I told you, 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 I told you. The reality meets the esoteric. Now you know. Another scientific proof. With all that you could have that you need for proof. Repetitive thought, repetitive action can actually reprogram old patterns. That's Cryon 101. That's affirmations. And we have given you the information just recently that past 2012, the physical energy of the planet, the support system, which would include everything you can imagine, even the quantum field you live in, the support system has started to shift. The magnetic grid moved in the years I said it would for this. Now you understand from the science that the magnetic grid is connected to you. What a shock. Now you know why I'm the magnetic master. If you didn't before. We told you that in this shift that affirmations would play a greater role in changing you than it's ever been before. Ever. 10 times. What you start to tell yourself, if you can't figure it out, there's those who can and suggest what you tell yourself in every single part of your belief is what you become. Because the body, you see, is listening. Now that you've heard it from the scientists, and you see their excitement because they are spiritual men, they're invested in the creative source in their own ways and know it exists. It has shaped their lives and brought them to this place to give you these things. And they really are sharing their lives. It's no accident that they are who they are in this time, at this shift. Just like it's no accident that you were here to enjoy it and to hear it. Did you hear what the power of compassion can do? Did you hear that? I gave a channel on it. Did you hear the ABCs of the chemistry about what compassion can do? Did you hear what compassion can do physically to the magnetic grid, to Gaia? Did you hear that? They've got charts for it. I told you about that. Because that's the truth. It's esoteric truth. It's science truth. It's real truth. It's not something you find a doctrine for. Or do you go to somebody in a special costume to get? It's you with the truth. It sits in front of you. Did you hear when they talked about a quantum field that might be around everything? Everything. It's so powerful, it looks for confluences of synchronicity and coherence. It's benevolent. It wants to put things together. It remembers. Did you hear that? Did you see the science behind it? Have you remembered what I've said about what is going on in the planet? Did you hear the science behind the fractals? Did you know that you're in a special time in history? How many times have I told you this? The esoteric meets the science. And all that means to you is this, is that there is no greater time when things start put together to show you the truth of who you are, what's up, what's going on. There come a time in history when they will look back at these times. I've told you this. So profound is the potential of consciousness shift right now. So profound is that there may be some reason why they would come and someday change the clock and start the numbering of years from now. From 2012, when all of this happened, you did it before. The designation you very well had before a consciousness shift of BC and AD is at hand yet again for some of the same reasons. When the earth began to become compassionate, when things started changing, when science started to discover major things that no one ever thought were possible, and all of them shouted a truth that is from the creative source. The Pleiadians knew it. That you are your own everything. You could extend your life right now. Right now. By how you feel about what I'm talking about. You can heal what you came in with that you don't think is healable. The old programming sits there and tell you impossible, 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 impossible. And you saw it all here. You're hearing it from me. What are you going to do? You're going to leave this place and go, it doesn't matter what they said. I don't care about the science or cry on impossible, impossible, impossible. Is that you? Or will you break out of that box, finally, and see that that knocking on the door that I talked about earlier is at hand? It's been knocking a long time. And when you open the door, it's going to say, you got to cognize it. You got to understand it. You've got to give permission for it. That's it. But the first step, we've said, is understanding, cognizing. Is it real? And for 3 days, hours and hours, it's real. Look at this. It's real. Look at this. It's real. Look at this. And then we get to the esoterics that has not been proven yet. If you follow my thinking, you've looked at 26 years of odd things and channeling and many books coming to a fruition where the science is saying, yes, that's the way it is. Now I'm giving you more. I'm giving you things yet again that are odd and strange and weird. There's nodes and nulls on this planet that are existing right now to fill this place. and all that is around, interacting with the known quantumness that is working on benevolence and coherence with the crystalline grid of this planet. This node you are on is part of this esoteric system to help rewrite the ground you walk on so that your thoughts that are benevolent will marry with what's going on. The earth is your friend. There come a time when they start realizing that Gaia is alive. It has that which cannot be measured as life as you measure it, but consciousness as you measure it, in cooperation with you. What a consideration. What an idea. You can slap your heads and then remember that all the ancients of the planet knew it. Do you think perhaps you lost something along the way? It's remembering, isn't it? It's remembering. It's remembering original teaching, original thought. Long, long lifetimes. Control over disease. Understanding Gaia. When you ask the Aborigines, who've been around 40,000 years, imagine, they were here 45,000 years when Moses was doing his thing. Really, it's true. Maybe 50,000. If you ask them, why is it that you've occupied a continent for all that time and there's no overpopulation? There's no overpopulation. You were alone with all the resources of a continent. And they will look at you and say, we don't understand the question. Say, well, why haven't you overpopulated with children? We get children and there's more people and more people and more people. And they say, we don't understand the question. And finally, when they do, they slap their heads and go, don't you understand? There's a time to reproduce and there's a time not to. There's a time to bring life into this planet and there's a time not to. We work with Gaia. We work with our resources. We work with the feelings and the stars. We work with cycles that tell us what to do. More than 40,000 years. And it works. This is what you're learning again. And you might say, well, crying, we're far from it. Dear ones, it's got to start somewhere. What you saw in these 3 days is the start. I said to my partner, put these men together. Show a confluence of science that you cannot deny. And when you saw them together, did you see that they all agree? Did you see the excitement when one would say something and the other wanted to come in and then enhance it with what they know and their specialty? And the whole idea was excitement. Could you tell they're not doing it for a living? Could you tell that this compassion in all that they have, because they know it's the leading edge of a consciousness shift on this planet with the potential of no more war. When those are talking about it, wanting to go into it, there's a big field that says it isn't going to happen. By the way, there's a lot of things that aren't going to happen that you'll be told will, because those are catching the edge of the waves of the fractals of the old programming. Those who pick up these things are not necessarily connected. They're just picking them up. The crystalline grid is being rewritten, and that's why you're here on this node. Esoterically, it is hard to believe. We told you yesterday, we said this was the plan all along, that if you would make it past the precession of the equinox's center, that you'd start to get help. You're going to go home. And you're going to look back and you're going to say it was a nice time. These 600 develops an energy. This is a wonderful energy. And now I'm going to give you a very quantum thought. The field is not linear. What you expressed here in these 3 days that sits on you now, that you might say it's going to be hard to say goodbye to this, what that is, you can walk out the door with it and recreate it anytime you want. All 600 sitting on your lap, enjoying yourself with the truth. Now that's quantum. You see, there's no distance when it comes to the whole idea of quantum energy. All the things you've been taught about what I will call the law of the inverse square, which means the further away you get from something, the less it has an effect. What if I told you the opposite? You take this home and start practicing, the closer you're going to be to everything you experience today. Everything. Did you see those patterns of the brain? Did you see what it looked like when they were having an experience? That's the experience that you can have all by yourself in a closet if you want. By just remembering. Today, here's your homework. If you want to, with free choice, I want you to remember what you feel right now. What these 3 days have meant to you. And I want you to practice recreating it and creating the engrams of thought that are going to change the neural pathways every day. How about 30 seconds? Is that too hard? Every day. Dear ones, if you do that, I'll tell you there is no goodbye, because you're all together, 600 of you, until the day you take your last breath. That's quantum. And so it is time to say farewell. Farewell only physically to a good time with learning and faces, joy, laughter. I want you to remember it, because you're going to create it every single day. And you might say, well, Cry, those are nice heady thoughts. That's really sweet. As we go out of here, what's for dinner? And then there are others who are going to go, oh my God, is that going to work for me? And the answer is, with free choice, you create your own reality. It's going to work. Don't take my word for it. Once you begin doing this, your life starts to change. You start creating a compassion that becomes you. It's been said before by the scientists. Let people see who the source is by looking at you. Let people ask, well, what has changed you so much? And all you have to do is smile. And if you want to get spiritual, you can say, because God got bigger than I thought. Or you can say, I learned how to create my own reality. I'm going to live longer because of it. I'm joyful today. And they'll look at you and know that it's real, especially when you're able to do it over and over, especially when you're able to do it with your children and at home and at work, especially when you're able to do it when you're out on the road in traffic. Have you heard that before? That is truth. It's so practical. It's not heady spiritual thought at all. It's practical, but it's compassionate. And that, my dear ones, will change this planet forever. That is practicing compassionate action every day. what you see here, even as we say goodbye, even as the music raises, even as you make noise and celebrate, even these things, they're not going away. They're not. Only in the timeline that's three-dimensional that you created, but they're not going away because they go into your mind. You see them, they become part of you, and you can play them back anytime you want. 30 seconds a day. In remembrance of what you learned for 3 days, not the minutia, not the manual, but the truth that is intrinsic to every single cell. Every piece of DNA knows what I'm saying to you now. Every piece of DNA works by itself, knowing all the things you saw. It's inside. It's working. It's just waiting for you to acknowledge it and use it. Drive the car. Could it be simpler? And you'd say, it's still tough. 30 seconds a day. It's got to start somewhere. You're planting the seeds, dear ones. Either believe it or not, that is the free choice. That's why we're here. That's why we put this together. And that's why you helped. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.